We wanted to ask that for a platform that advocates for limited government and personal freedoms, how do you justify the imposition of Christian values and beliefs onto a secular nation that was founded on the separation of church and state?
Well, I don't see a lot of imposition of Christian values. I wish we had a lot more. The country was founded on Christian values.
You wish that we had laws?
I'm sorry?
You wish that our country had laws based on Christianity that would...
All of our laws are based on Christianity. All of them.
And do you think that's a good thing?
It's the essential thing. It's why we're America. All of our laws are based on Christianity. Not sectarian Christianity, not Protestant Christianity, Catholic Christianity, Orthodox
it's a
Christianity.
Secular country with...
It's not actually a secular country. Have you looked at the dollar bill? No, it's not a secular country. Our founding documents have God all over them. In fact, that's the point of our founding documents. I don't know if you've read them, you should.
Do you not believe in the separation of church and state?
And this is why I do worry about college, because the thought process does seem less rigorous than it ought to be. I'm not arguing against separation of church and state.
It seems like you are. Want Christian laws on a Christian...
All of our laws are Christian laws. All of them. All of them. There's not one law in this country, in our criminal code, that's not based on a Christian understanding of justice. Let me explain what that is. And I think you'll be glad that you live in a country based on the Christian precept of justice. And here's the difference between East and West, Christian and non-Christian. And Christianity is the only religion that believes that each individual will be judged alone by God. We do not do in Christianity or in the United States, which is based on the Christian understanding of justice, group punishment, period. You can't punish someone's children for the sins of his parents. We don't punish entire populations. We don't kill civilians because we have a Christian understanding of what justice is. We do not do group punishment.